With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump officially returns to the White House as the 47th president of the United States. He said he'll protect the nation and end the recent practice in the Biden administration of weaponizing the government.
Our sovereignty will be reclaimed. Our safety will be restored. The scales of justice will be rebalanced. The vicious, violent, and unfair weaponization of the Justice Department and our government will end.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump took quick action to tackle the country's illegal immigration problem.
With aggressive speed on his first day back in office, President Trump signed executive orders for increasing border security, designating drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, and limiting birthright citizenship.
We're the only country in the world that does this with birthright, as you know, and it's just absolutely ridiculous.
In his inaugural address, the president said his administration will begin returning millions of criminal aliens back to the places in which they came. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump withdrawing from the World Health Organization. He signed the executive order tonight, cutting ties with that United Nations public health agency. He's been critical of the group for years, especially their actions during the COVID pandemic. Major airlines are delaying and canceling flights as they prepare for a winter storm that could bring snow and ice to the Gulf Coast. Eight states have a heavy snow and ice forecast for late this evening into Wednesday, with winter storm warnings and advisories in place. American Airlines is waiving fees and posting travel alerts for roughly 40 states. Delta Airlines has a Gulf Coast winter weather advisory through Wednesday posted. JetBlue, United, and Southwest are also notifying customers of potential delays and cancellations. This is SRN News. A child pornography controversy breaks out in Texas.
Police have raided the Modern Art Museum in Fort Worth and confiscated several photographs of naked children, part of an exhibit by photographer Sally Mann, which some critics say are pornographic. A description of the exhibit by the museum describes the photos as featuring children, quote, naked, moody, and in suggestive situations, evoking an edgy, dark side of childhood. Decency groups and local lawmakers demanded that the pictures be removed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Carolina Governor Josh Stein's announced measures designed to protect abortion in the state. His first order says the state cabinet agencies will not cooperate with prosecutions of abortion doctors. He also requested that state agencies review and revise how they store patients' abortion records to ensure privacy. A number of Democrat governors are rushing to protect abortion as President Trump begins a second term, although Trump said he has no bearing on that. This is SRN News. Yemen's Houthi rebels say they will pull back on their attacks in the Red Sea corridor.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have signaled they will limit their attacks in the Red Sea corridor to only Israeli-affiliated ships, just as a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip entered its second day. The Houthis' announcement, made in an email sent to shippers, likely won't be enough to encourage global firms to re-enter the route. That's crucial for cargo and energy shipments moving between Asia and Europe.
Joe Biden being blasted by President Trump and others for his last-minute decision to pardon his family. While speaking during his parade at Capital One Arena, Trump brought up Biden issuing the pardons during the final moments of his presidency, saying it was done during Trump's speech. The crowd in attendance responded with boos and jeers. Biden also issued a pardon for Anthony Fauci dating back to 2014, but that doesn't cover his actions during the 1980s AIDS crisis. More details at SRNNews.com.